Mr. Bond says he is disappointed by Sudan's refusal to grant visas to a UN human rights mission seeking to investigate alleged atrocities in the Darfur region. The six-member UN delegation was scheduled to arrive in Khartoum Tuesday, but Sudan's government objected to the presence of Guyanese official Bertrand Ramcharan on the team. Ramcharan, a former UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, has in the past referred to the conflict in Sudan's Darfur region as genocide, a term rejected by Khartoum. Secretary General Ban told reporters Thursday Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir had assured him when they met last month in Addis Ababa that the delegation would be granted visas.
This is the issue I discussed with the President Bashir during my meeting with him in Addis Ababa. He said he would issue visas to the fact-finding mission. He said he would have no problem. I am very much disappointed by the decision of Sudanese government.
Mr. Ban urged Sudanese officials to cooperate fully with the unanimous decision of the Human Rights Council to send the fact-finding team to Darfur. The UN chief also said he is awaiting a report from his special envoy to Darfur, Jan Eliasson of Sweden, on formation of a hybrid UN-African Union peacekeeping force for Darfur. He told reporters he is concerned that conditions are worsening as President Bashir stalls for time.
This continuing deteriorating situation in Darfur is just unacceptable. And I'm still awaiting a reply, official reply from President Bashir to my letter of January 24th, which outlined all detailed conditions on this force generation, command and control and fundings. With this affirmative answer, we can pave the way immediately to the introduction of a UN hybrid mission.
Mr. Bond's letter last month sought Sudan's acceptance of a 2,300-strong hybrid force that would be incorporated with the 7,000-strong African Union force currently on the ground in Darfur. In the face of fierce diplomatic pressure, President Bashir accepted the idea in principle, but he has balked at implementing it. Experts estimate at least 200,000 people have died during 4 years of fighting between Darfur rebels and Arab militias backed by the Sudanese government. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。